Okay, today's daf is Tumura Daf Beis, as we start another Masechta, Baruch Hashem, and we continue through Seder Kachim, in the middle of Seder Kachim right now. We got to a couple of shorter Masechtas. We have Arachin, Tumura, Krisus, Me'ila, Tam and Midas Kinim, until we get all the way to the end of Hashem, and then we get to Nida, as Hashem this summer. Says the, even before the summer, the Torah tells us in Vayikra, Perech of Zion, there are two psukim that relate to the mitzvah of Temura. First, the Torah tells us towards the beginning, Pasuk Tes, Vim behimah sheyekrivu mimena karban lashem, kol asher yitein mimenu lashem yeh kodesh. If you're makriv a karban, then everything is kodesh. What does that mean? So that's including a different halacha. If you're only makdish a part of an animal, the whole animal becomes kadosh. But the next pasuk says, lo yachlifenu, one is not allowed to try to substitute the animal for another one. Velo yamir oso, and don't exchange it. Tov bara o rabatov, whether a good one for a bad one or a bad one for a good one, maybe that means a mum with a non mum, v'chulu, vim hamer yamir behema behema, asher vayahus barzo ye kodesh. And if you try to do it, they are both kodesh. This is the lo saseh and the asay of the Isser of Temura. The Torah uses a double lashon for the Isser daraisa. We'll have to see why that is. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yamiro so, and that's for trying to substitute an animal. But the second half of the pasuk is the asay. If one tries to do it, so then they both become kodesh. This is not a usual or a common, what we would call lav hanitach l'asay, because there I do an avera, and in order to fix my avera, I then do the asay. I steal something, and I want to fix it, so therefore I give the money back. I left over nosar, I left over karbud, so therefore what do? I burn it. I do an action in order to try to rectify somewhat my avera. Here it's automatic. Here I could have no kavana. I could do a lo sase, and I have a karbon ola here, I say, you know what, I want to give this one instead. And I could have the greatest kavanas. I could say, you know what, this is a better animal, I really think this is what I want to do. So that's asur daraisa. We're not allowed to switch Karbanos, that is in beginning of Perech of Zion, Pasuk Tesa, Pasuk Yud. Later on, you have the same mitzvah repeated in the context of Meiser Behema. Again, we have to talk about why that is. At the end of the second to last Pasuk, in Sefer Vayikra, Torah tells us, the mitzvah Meiser Behema, and the Torah says, Lo yivaker, bein tov l'rav, lo yimirenu, vim hamer yimirenu, vayahu usmarso yiyakodesh, lo yigael. So the Gemara will talk about why we have the double psukim, and we'll have to talk about on a hashkafic level why Dafka Meiser Behema is the one that the Torah specifies, even after saying the general mitzvah. Interestingly, a person could probably do what he wants to do even without the Isser of Temura. It's just the mechanism of Temura is an Isser Daraisa with an automatic both Kedusha. If I have an animal, if it's a Tam, so really I can't do anything about it. But if it's a Balmum, so I can redeem it, and then give a different animal. I can be Poda it. So that's kind of the same thing I'm trying to do by Temura, but if you try to do it in the Temura way, so that's a problem. That is an Issa Daraisa with an automatic both Kadosh, Masha'ekin, by Pidyon. If it's Tam, though, we don't redeem it. What are the Hasvaras, or Hashkafic messages behind the Issa of Temura? So, you can't move without the Chinuch and the Rambam. The Rambam, we've quoted this in Mitzvashir in past years, Temura is in Sefer Karbanos, right? Me'ila is in Avoda, but Karbanos has a Temur. The last set of halacha is in Karbanos. Karbanos has six areas of halacha. Karban Pesach, Chagiga, Bechoros. We spent some time on that. Shkagos, Beth Hashem, that'll come up in Krisus. Mechusrei Kapara, and Temura. So Temura has to do with the Karban, and that's how it's in Karbanos. So the last halacha in Sefer Karbanos, in Hilchos Temura, the Rambam tells us, Afal Pisha, Kol Chukei HaTorah, Gzeros Heim, Kemosha B'yarnu B'sof Me'ila. Even though all the Torah is, all the mitzvahs are chukim, and we have to do them because Hashem tells us to do them, ra'ui lehisbonein bohem. But it's appropriate to be misbonein. Think about them. Try to get the messages, says the Rambam. I don't have to do everything just because Hashem told me to. I could try to figure out, not to determine whether I will do them, right? This week's parsha, Nasev and Ishma. But not do them and then Nishma. Then you can try to analyze and figure out reasons for them. Ron the Rambam says, Ra'uil hisponein bohem. V'kol sha'ata yachol li'tein lo tam. And anyone that you come up with that, you can come up with a reason. Tein lo tam. Give it reason. Hare amru chachamim rishonim. Shamelach Shlomo hevin rov ha'tamim shal kol chukei ha'torah. Shlomo ha'melach did most of them. Not all of them. Right, so not all of them, paraduma, but most of them. And then the Rambam says, Yireli, it appears to me, which the Rambam usually says by a halacha. Very unusual. The Rambam is about to say that by a hashkafic message. Yirali, it appears to me that this is the reason for Temura. Again, reason. From our vantage point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own. Shezesh amar v'akasu v'yahu usmarso yekodesh. Ke'inyin sha'amar. It's similar to v'im hamakdash yig'al es beiso v'yasaf chamishas kesed erkecha alav. Says the Rambam, the Isser of Temura is similar to the case where somebody who is makdash an animal has to add on a chomesh, even though anybody else who redeems the animal does not have to add on a chomesh. Why? Yard the Torah l'sof machshav asa adam v'ksas yitzro hara. The Torah goes down into the psyche of a person and realizes shetivo shel adam note laharbos kinyano v'lachus amamono. We all want to amass possessions. We all are very worried about our nechassim. And even if we do something good, now we have second thoughts. Like, really, should I do this? Can I do this? V'yavo bishin nodar v'hikdish, efshar shachazar bo, v'nichem, v'yifta b'pachos b'shavyo. So the Torah says, you gave something to the Beis HaMikdash. You want it back? Add a chomesh. As a safeguard, to make sure that you're not cheating, you're not going back on what you did. And the same thing says the Rambam right here. You're makdash an animal. All of a sudden, no, I want to give a different animal. Okay, sometimes it's because you wanted to give a better animal. But many times, deep down, it's because you don't want to give such a good animal, and that one's very meaningful to you. Because you can't be poted if it's a tam. Therefore, the Torah just answers everything, and they're both kodesh. The Rambam ends off. All these things. All of these are to channel our Yetzer and to fix my Deos. Verov Dine HaTorah. And most of the Dinim of the Torah are Einon Ela Eitzos Meirachok Migadol HaEitza L'Sakein HaDeos U'L'Yashar Kalamasim. What a gorgeous line that we got to take through life. Mitzvahs are from the Gadol ha'etza, etzos me rachok mi gadol ha'etza, l'sakin adeus l'yasha kalamasin. Got to know that one by heart to take with us throughout our lives. That's the last halacha in Temura, and the first halacha that we mentioned in Maseches Temura. That's the Rambam. The Chinuch echoes the Rambam giving an ashkafa for the mitzvah. Interesting, the Chinuch always gives his own reasons. Then he sometimes quotes the Rambam, which usually has to do with Avodah Zarah. But the Chinuch here quotes the Rambam and he gives him a shkayach. He says, thanks for helping me out here with this reason. He quotes the Rambam and he says, V'yizocher harav letova, shesia yadi im dvarav b'malachti zos. I want to thank the Rambam for all his efforts in the world of Temura for giving a reason. Then he gives his own reason. He gives his own reason, but he thanks the Rambam. I don't know if he ever does that in any other context. He says, thank you. He quotes the Rambam a lot. But here he thanks the Rambam for his help in the effort of coming up with Tamei HaMitzvos. The Chinuch is a different reason. He just says the point of Temura is for Mora Mikdash. And you should realize some things you do, now they're off limits. And you can't change them. That'll inculcate within us the chashivas of kachim. Misharshi HaMitzvah, Sharatza Hashem Baruch Hu Lahatil Mora, Belev B'nei Adam B'chol Inyani Hakdish. As it says, I wrote by Vikhuli Truma. So Tziva Kasav Shlonish Baal Nishana Hadvarim. Mikivach in his Kacha Habahema Tiakudujas Vala Olam. Right, if you try to be Mafkiyayit, then you'll always have in the back of your mind, it's so special. It's so holy. I can get rid of it. No. If you know you can't get rid of it, if it's forever, so then we'll take it more seriously in our minds. That's Shinun Beis in the Sefer HaChinuch, Habash B'chukosai. So the Rambam at the end of Temura and the Chinuch. Some of the important questions that we're going to deal with, even from day one, in Temura, questions of the Achronim, really, and that is, number one, how do we look at the Isser of Temura? How connected is it to the original Hakdasha? I'm Makdash Animal A, and then I try to be Mamir, and then Animal B becomes Kadosh as well. Is that a new Maisa Hakdasha in a backhanded way? The Maisa Temura. Is that a Hakdasha separately? There's Hakdasha at time A, and there's Hakdasha at time B. Or no, it's not a new Maisa Hakdasha, but it's somehow expanding and stretching my first Maisa Hakdasha to now include the second animal. That's question one that we're going to have to deal with. How separate, how parallel. Even today we're going to have parallels between the beginning Hakdasha and the end Hakdasha. Is that because they're connected, or just no, we have parallels? One question. The other question that we're going to deal with is, what's the root isser of Temura? Is the problem that you are trying to remove the Kedusha from animal A, or that you're trying to be Makdish animal B in an unusual way? That also is a question that hopefully we'll deal with, and we'll see different formulations of the Rishonim to see if we could see their hand in terms of what they hold. Okay, so let us begin now the actual Masechta with that introduction. Hakol. A lot of Masechta start off with the word Hakol. Masechas Chulin and other ones that we've had recently. Hakol Marichin. Right? Is that how Erichin started? Back to Hakol Marichin and Erachin. Same volumes, you have to look back. Okay. Hakol me mirin. Anybody could do tamura. Echad anashim. Men or women. Losha adam rashar lahamir. I don't mean to say that you're allowed to do tamura. Right. Hakol me mirin. Don't think this is a good idea. Elashim heimir mumar. It just means that if you did, then it works. Visobe gets arbam, and you get malchus. You get 40 lashes. Each line of the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to talk about, but just to mention 2 points before we even see the Gemara. Maybe 3. Number one, Rashi here on top says, Hakol me'mirin, behemas chulin zutach azu shel hektish. This behemas chulin, zutach azu, not 100% clear in Rashi, but if you look in Rashi and Maseches chulin on Daf Beis, which also starts off with a hakol, Rashi says, tmur is performed by having both animals in front of you. And I say, zeh tacha zeh. Is that required? The Rishash, they were in Chulin Daf Beis, says, I don't think so. And at least Rashi Bitzarach Ian, why does Rashi sound like that's what you need? Right, in Chulin it's more clear than here in Temura. Rashi seems to say that you need animals in front of you. Rashi says, Yavi behemas Chulin, Eitzel behemas Kachim, the Yomar, Zu Temura Zu, Hakol. Right, that's Rashi's. The Rashash there is bothered why you would need that. We'll see. It seems like one does not need that, but that is Shitas Rashi in the beginning of Chulin. Number one. Number two, let's actually leave that for the beginning of the Gemara. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, I didn't read this this before, but at the end of the Sefer HaChinuch, he has a Lashon that seems amazing. If you think about the world of Temura, if I ask you, by Temura, so you have animal A that was Kadosh on the first day of the month, and then animal B on the second day of the month, you try to do a Maisa Temura, so now they're both Kadosh. Does anything happen to animal A more at T2? When animal B becomes Kadosh, is there any change in animal A? So Pashas, we would say, no. You have a Kadosh animal, and now you try to make the second animal Kadosh, and you say, no, it doesn't switch, and now the second animal is also Kadosh. So we would have said, and that's what Achronim say, the Achiezer writes, nothing happens to animal A. That was Kadosh from day one. The Sefer HaChinuch says the following, the last few lines of Shin Nun Beis, V'noheges b'chol bakom v'chol zman v'zachar v'nekevus, v'ha'over aleha, v'heimir, if somebody violates and is meimir, he does this act, v'lo noha kdusha b'shtei ha'behemos, and he doesn't treat either animal with Kedusha, Klomar, Barishona ubitmurasa, bitelase, milvad ha'onesh ish bedavar shemol behek kodesh. The Chinuch says that if I do not treat animal A with Kedusha, I get two Averas. I get the Isra of Me'ila, and I get the Avera of the bitelase of v'hayahu usmuraso yiyakodesh. The Achronim are medayik, according to the Chinuch, if nothing happens to animal A when you do Temura, so why should you violate this Isser? Vayahu smuraso yiyakodesh. If nothing happens, so then what happened? This animal is just like any other animal walking around. It sounds like it's not more kadosh, because it's already kadosh from time one. But there's some type of effect that the first animal has from the Maisa Temura. Or else you wouldn't violate the Isser, the bitalase of not treating it bikdusha. And the Achronim say, that's amazing. What happens? You should say Vayahu Smurasu Yakodesh, they're both Kodesh, but that violation is only violated if you do something with animal B, not animal A. So it seems to be a big chiddush. We'll have to see if there are any other echoes of this, but this is the chinuch in Shin Nun Beis, the Chronim Medayik, that there is something that happens. Again, not more Kadosh, because it's fully Kadosh HaGuf beforehand, but there's some type of labeling on a conceptual level that this animal was involved in a Maisa Temura. This animal, you tried to stretch its Kedusha, and there's some effect. does that say that there, does that connect to the Chakira that we mentioned? Is there a new Maisa Kedusha? Maybe there is a stretching of the first Kedusha, that's why it's affected somehow. Is it less Kadosh? Or not. But either way, that's an important Ha'ara of the Achronim. Finally, the last line of the Mishnah. So if it gets Arbaim, you get 40 Malkus. Second Tosfos. Yim Tomar. Amilo Tani. Shmonim. Shouldn't you get 80? As we started off, it says Tupsachim. Lo Yachli Fenu V'lo Yamiroso. Two phrases in the Pasuk. So shouldn't that mean double Malkus? You should get 80 lashes, not 40. 2 days in Tosfos. First day of Yesh Lomar. You're right. Tolo Nachas Laminyan Malkias. El Kloma De Lokiyala. You're right, you get 80. You get 80 Malkus first day of Tosfos. It's just that the Gemara just wanted to say you get at least 40. The Od Yesh Lomar, second day, says no. Lolo Malaki Alabim. You only get 40. But as we're going to see, the second phrase in this Pasuk is referring to a different case of Temura. So it's talking about two different cases. One is where you're maimer your own animal. One is where you're maimer your friend's animal where you have permission to do that. Okay, otherwise you cannot. So that's Tosfos' second day. But fundamentally, even in the second day of Tosfos, had this Isser, these two Lavim, being referring to the same act, you'd get 80. Says the Brisker Rav, Tosfos seems to be taking a stand on the Machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban. Rambam and the Ramban, in Shoreh, I just wrote the Grizz, in Shoresh Tess, the ninth Shoresh, you know, the Rambam has 14 Shoreshim before Mishnah Torah, all the rules and regulations of what he's going to count as mitzvahs, what he's not going to count as mitzvahs. The Rambam says clearly, if you have the same Avera listed 5 times in the Torah, the same exact Avera, the Torah is just repeating it for emphasis, the Rambam says, you get 1 set of Malkus. The fact that the Torah repeats it over and over again does not mean you get more Malkius. When the Gemara says in many places, lav or a lav belav in harbe, that just means it's a very serious Avera. But not because you're going to get more Malkus. The only time you're going to get more Malkus, says the Rambam, like the case in Malkus, if you eat an ant, you get 5 sets of Malkus. That's because it's 5 Averas that you're doing. It's 5 different Averas. Whatever creature was being discussed there is included in Sheretz Ha'of and Sheretz Ha'mayim and Sheretz Ha'aretz. The Rambam says in any case that you're going to get more than 1 set of Malkus is because you're doing more than 1 Avera. But when the Gemara just says Lav and Harbe, that doesn't automatically mean different Averas and different sets of Malkus. That's the sheet of the Rambam. And the Ramban there argues. The Ramban says no. Lav and Harbe means the Torah repeats it in a few places because it's terrible and you're going to get double sets of Malkus. So the Chiduch says, the Griz says, Tosfos here in both days seems to be holding like the Ramban. That's his Ha'ara. Let's read the Griz just to say the Svara. Ubiur. To be dvarim, the sower harabam, the kola muzar have echon, avo pishish as haras harbe, ain't a loke. We should the zed to miyuchad bemalkus, the ain't a loke aladavke hechada shemos he miyuchadim, aval haramban masaka love sham, the sower de hechadam rina begamar de over bishne lavin, gamkin loki shnayim. The only time where you're not going to get 2 sets of malkus is if it's taught about 2 different cases. That's the second day of Tosfos. That's exactly what the Ramban says. So that is the Brisker of Sahara, that the Bali Tosfos here is going like the Rambam, going like the Ramban. But the Rambam would argue, you would only get 1 set of Malkus. That's what the Rambam would say here. Lo yachli fenu v'lo yamir. The Rambam would say, it's for emphasis. You better not do this. The Torah repeats it. But not that you'd get 2 sets of Malkus. The Ramban says, though, that you would, and that's what Bali Tosfos here hold as well. Lav rola b'shnei lavin. Many times the Rambam would say, that's just for emphasis. You, in your scorecard in Shamayim, Hashem wrote down that you violated an Avera that I emphasized twice in my Torah. That's what Lav rola b'shnei lavin would mean. There might be certain contexts, if the Rambam would ever say that you're going to get double malchus in those cases, is because shnei lavin there means it's 2 shemos Avera. 2 shemos Avera. Or, we'll get to this, b'shnei krisus, when the Gemara says sometimes gufin muchlakin. Somebody violates the same Avera with Rachmana Litzlan, 2 different women who are nidas. Right, so that's called Gufin Muchlakin. It's the same Avera, but you might get 2 krisos, 2 chatos, because of the kaza of Gufin Muchlakin. So that's Shemos Muchlakin, Gufin Muchlakin, Shabbosos Muchlakin, right? There might be other ways to distinguish, but if it's the same exact Avera, just repeated in the Torah twice, the Rambam would say 1 set of Malkus. 1 set of Malkus. Okay, says the Gemara, Haguf Akasha, right? The question that we all have when we read the Gemara. What's the Gemara talking about? What's the Mishnah talking about? Everybody can be Meimer. Don't think it's a mitzvah. What do you mean? It's a pasuk in Chumash. What's the Havamina? Says the Gemara. That's the second question the Gemara asks. Hagufakasha amart hakol mimirin. The first line of the Gemara Mishnah sounds lechachila. Sounds like it's achila. Hakol mimirin. V'hadir tani lo shadam rasher lahamir diyeved. So what's the first line of the Mishnah doing there? V'tizbara. So the Gemara says, what, you think that it's a steer in the lines of the Gemara? Hakol mimirin lechachila. What, you think that's really the message that you get from the first line of the Mishnah? Forget the stira in the Mishnah. What about a pasuk? The pasuk says it's an avera. So what's the havamina to think that the first line of the Mishnah is telling you a lechatchila that you're allowed to do tzmura? No, of course not. That's not what the Mishnah is telling me. So Ella, I'm Rav Yehuda Hachiktani. Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda the Amora says, this is what the Mishnah means. Hakol matfisin b'tzmura. If anybody does the avera of tamura, then it works. Both animals are kadosh. Hakol matvisa. Not that you should, but that it works. Hakol matvisa b'tamura. Echad anashim v'echad anashim. And then the Mishnah just emphasizes that. Lo shadam rashay lo amir. This is not what the Mishnah is talking about. It doesn't mean that you're allowed. Shim hamer mumar. V'sofek zarbayim. Just means it works. The halachas of tamura apply to all individuals. I saw one of the Achronim suggest another Havamina, why the Gemara might have used Hakol, but then emphasizing right away that, no, it's an Avera. What if a person knows the Halachas of Temura, and it's all Hashem Shemayim? I want to be Makdish this second animal also. I don't want to remove the first animal, Kusha. I want to be Makdish this second animal also. So you know what? I'm going to use Temura mechanism. I don't want to just be Makdish separately. I want these two to have a connection. So I'm going to violate, in quotes, Temura, in order to be Makdish my second animal. That's also an Avera. Even if your goal is to be Makdish, both animals, you can't do it through Temura. That's an Avera. So you might have thought that that's Mutter. No, no, no. Lo Sha'adam Rashay Lahamir. Right? Even if you want as good Kavana, proper Kavana, one would not be able to do that. Says the Gemara Tudat. Hakol Asu Yemai. What is Hakol including? So we have this on the first daf in Arachin. And we have this similar to the first daf in Chul. Right? All the Hakols, Hakols, Hakols. Hakol Asu Yemai. So what is this Hakol referring to? So these couple of lines are repeating. La Asuye Yoresh Udelo Kareb Yehuda. First opinion of the Mishnah is following the opinion against Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Yoresh. Somebody has a carbon and the person dies before they are makdish the animal, that Yoresh could also do Tmura. That's not called a Behema Shel Acher. If I go over to somebody else's animal and do Tmura to my animal, it doesn't work. But if I'm a Yoresh, so then it does work. La Suya Yoresh, that's what Hakol is including. Delok Rabbi Yehuda. Against Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold this. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says, Yoresh, Ditanya, it's not a Mishnah. Ditanya, Yoresh Somech, Yoresh Meimir, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that a Yoresh can be Somech and be Meimir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yoresh Eino Somech, Yoresh Eino Meimir. Rabbi Yehuda says no. So the Gemara formulates it as the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. Maybe because it's a Dabar Pashut. Right? Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Right, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. So that's the chiddush of the Gemara is that it's against Rabbi Yehuda. Period. Stop there for. Let's continue first. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reasons for Rabbi Yehuda? Yalef tchilas hektish b'sof hektish. You learn tchilas hektish from sof hektish. What do these terms mean? So in this context, tchilas hektish means. What does Tchilas Hektish mean? What are we talking about? We're talking about Smicha and Temura. Smicha is called Sof Hektish because it's right before you shech the animal. That's called Sof Hektish. Tchilas Hektish, Temura is called Tchilas Hektish. That's an interesting formulation. Tchilas Hektish, does that have ramifications on our Chakira from before? Tchilas Hektish sounds like, you're right, it's relative to smicha, but maybe it also has to do with this is the source of his hektish. Rashi immediately points out that in other Gemaras, Temura is called sof hektish, as compared to the original Maisa Hakdasha, which is called Tchilas Hektish. So Temura is relative. It's in the middle of the process. It's sof hektish legabe, the original Hakdasha, but it's Tchilas Hektish legabe smicha. So that's interesting. Says the Gemara, Yolot Tchilas Hektish sof hektish. So in our Gemara, it means Tchilas Hektish. Ma Sof Hektish, just like Sof Hektish, meaning Smicha, Yoresh Eini Somech, Yorish does not do smicha leaning on the animal. Af tchilas hekdesh yorish in a meimir. So to tchilas hekdesh, a yorish does not, cannot perform temura. That is the shita of Rebbe Yehuda. Minchas Chinuch asks, we mentioned this back in Arachin Dav Beis, if you remember, according to Rebbe Meir, that a yorish is somech. What happens if a yorish yarshins an animal from a person who did not have a chiv of smicha? Like, let's say, from his mother. A mother doesn't have the chiyuv of smicha, right? Nashim somchos rishus. We have that's a big sugya. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, Yesh safek. Beginning of Kuf Tezvav. Had the yorish somech? Efshar dafka she yorish akarban may also shahaya ben smicha. Chigol may avivo mishar yarshim. Avalim yorish may imo shelo haisa bas smicha o misuma bechadome imkin akarban azel lo nischay besmicha klal.
It sounds like from the sources
that you would do smicha in this case anyway. But either way, says the Gemara, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that a yorish is not somech. V'smicha gufa minolan. How does he know? How does Rabbi Yehuda know that a yorish himself does not do smicha? Tzlas karbanos sivi. In the parsha of the karbanos, in parshas Vayikra, it says three karbano, his karban. One to exclude a Jew's carbon needs smicha, but not a carbon of a guy. We'll get back to that. One, his carbon and not his. You can't do smicha on somebody else's carbon. The chad carbono, below carbon aviv. And the other one says his carbon, below carbon aviv. Can't do it on his father's. So that's why. That's how you know a yorish is excluded from smicha. So he extends that to a yorish is excluded from temura. Semicolon. Uber Rabbi Meir to Amar Yorish Somech Vaksiv Karbano. According to Rabbi Meir, who uses Yorish is Somech, what does he do with the third Karbano? What does he exclude? Homie Boyle, Larabos. No, he uses the third one to include. Larabos, call Baale Chovarin Lesmicha. He uses that to include all Baale Chovarin. What does that mean? The Chevra. It means that if a couple of people own an animal, Shutfin, if you have Shutfin to an animal, Rabbi Meir holds, they all do Smicha. They all are required to do smicha, according to Rashi. That's what Balich Larabos. Each of them have to do smicha. How do each of them do smicha? So if you look in the Rambam, we mentioned this Rambam back in Arachin as well. Zeh achar zeh. Not all at the same time. That's the Rambam in Gimel Test in Maisa Karbanis. Chamisha shehevio zevach achar kulon somchen alav. Zeh achar zeh. Lo shiyismuchu kulon bevas achas. That's not in the Gemara anywhere. He just says zeh achar zeh. Why? This is the Gemara. Balich Chovarin. Why? Why can't they do it all together? Machlokas Radvaz and the Mari Kurkis, right here. The Radvaz says, Xeris Akasiv. Xeris Akasiv. Yadoksiv velo yadam. Singular. So everyone has to do it one after another. And the Mari Kurkis, if you remember, says, Chatzitza. Oh, Chatzitza. I'm going to put my hands on your hands. Chatzitza. Is there room on the animal's head for all of us to put our hands next to each other in the right spot? So Mari Kurkis is assuming maybe there's one spot that you're supposed to put your hands, and that's why it would be a chatzitza. Either way, the Rambam says it is zeh achar zeh. Let's continue. So Rabbi Meir uses this third one as a riboy, not as a miyot. The other two are miyots. So it could be after two miyots in mirach hamina larabos related, but Rabbi Yehuda uses it for three miyots, and Rabbi Meir uses the third one to include. V'Rabbi Yehuda bali chavar l'smicha leslay, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold to this halacha. That's why he doesn't need a pasuk to include it. Because he says, you have shutfin, only one shutfin has to do it. My taima, to halo miyachid karban to two. Why? Because the halach of smicha is only if it's a unique karban to the person. But if it's not connected, it's not miyuchat to him, then he doesn't have, there is no chiyuv, he is no chiyuv smicha. Or maybe he does agree to it. Or he excludes chaveiro and for one pasik, the aiter lechala bali chavron l'smichas. He has one left. Wonderful. We got to the two dots. Two or three important ha'aris. Number one, the Brisker Rav asks, according to the opinion, it might be both at the end, that holds bali chavron l'smicha, that all partners have to do smicha. What about all yarshim? What if there's five yarshim? Do all yarshim have to do smicha also? So the Brisker Rav assumes not. Assumes there's a difference between all the Yarshim and all the Shutfin. Says the Grizz. And remember, we have the Grizz on all these Mesechtas, because that's what the Brisker learns. They learn all the Kachim Mesechtas. That's why the Chidushia Grizz, there's no Chidushia Grizz on Shabbos. At least we don't have it. might have chidushim of the Gris elsewhere, but the chidushi of Gris set is on this volume is Yuma obviously because it's mostly Kachim, Yuma Tamid Bechoros Tamura Krisus. Right, and the other volume was Menachos and Bechoros and Arachin. Right, that's what these are the Masechtas that we have to take advantage of the Brisker Rav. So the Brisker Rav says, Echu adin b'harba yarshim, im yisarchu kulam lismoch, v'nir ad b'vada yarshim lo shaykhil adin b'bela chavarn, shes yichu kulam lismoch. He says, not. Ki av she yoresh somech, crucial ha'ara. Even though a yoresh is somech, that's not because he's the Baal HaKarbon. He's not the Baal HaKarbon. It's just that he's not an acher. That's what yoresh somech means. He's allowed to because he's not called an acher. An acher can't do smicha. But yoresh somech is not like partners who are all ba'alei karbon. Elami kivan shehu yoresh la karbon sheton smicha yoresh yochol lismoch. Veino nikra etzlo karbon dechavrei. It's not called somebody else's. Aval lo shem ipnei shehu yoresh na'ase ba'al karbon. What's the raya? The raya is Rabbeinu Gershom in the first daf in Arachin. Rabbeinu Gershom there says, what's the case of yoresh somech? He says, "Im hikdish aviv zevach v'meis kodim shesamach alav." Yoresh somech al karban aviv. Father's mafresh a karban and doesn't get to do smicha before he died. So therefore, the son gets to do smicha. Umivur bidvarav. But what is it clear that if the father had done smicha before he died, then the yoresh wouldn't have to do smicha? Why not? Why not? Isn't he giving the karban? Because it's not his karban. It's his father's karban that the halach is that he's allowed to give. That's the point. Tzarek beer, keep it to hu yoresh, are you bala karban? Elavadai, mashu yoresh, ina oso la bala karban. She is chayav lismoch, kemosha bala karban, mechuyav lismoch, elaraksu malas a yoresh. A yoresh is not an acher, but he's not the father, says the Brisker Rav. So even if there are five yarshim, it's not the same halacha as the Ba'alei Chovar. Ba'alei Chovar, if Kulam Ba'alei Mashal HaKarbon, Oz Kulam Uchuyav and Lismach Alav, Bekivet the Kolecha Vecha, Yishlo Chelek Bar Karbon, Vavi Kolecha Ba'alei Karbon, Lidin Smicha. Ava Yarshin Zeh, Shem Yarshim, Eino Osa Osam Ba'alei Karbon Kanal, Ela Shakol Din Smicha, Bitzad, Shakarbon Shalavim, Tzorach Smicha. It's just that the carbon requires Smicha. And therefore, you can do Smicha on your father's carbon, you're not called an Acher. This last point is echoed in one of the Brisker Rav's Talmidim and contemporaries. In the Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha deals with the Tosfos here, which we didn't mention yet. We mentioned this Tosfos back in Arachin Daf Beis. The Tosfos says, Karban of Lo'obed Kochavim. We have a pasuk here that excludes the Karban of a guy. Ask Tosfos, we have a different pasuk. It says, B'nei Yisrael. So why don't we darshin B'nei Yisrael somchin, Ve'inot the Kochavim somchin. What do you need an extra pasuk here? Says Tosfos, you need two pasukim. Because you might have thought, Hava Mina with only one pasuk, that a guy can't do smicha, he's excluded, but a Jew should do smicha on the guy's Karban. Kamash Malan, no, that's not even done either. What kind of havamin is that? That a guy brings his karbon, which he's allowed to bring, and a Jew does smicha on the guy's karbon, says the Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha, the Talmud of the Brisker Rav, Talmud of Reb Chaim, he was nifter at a very young age, the Emek Bracha. If you look at his Hakdama, in the Askamis, he was nifter at a very young age. We mentioned this from the Torah Zoram, the same author, a Permanshik. So the Emek Bracha says, because there are two dinim in smicha, Smichas HaGavra, the Gavra's connection, and the Smichas HaKarbon. Every Karbon that needs Smicha is Tan Smicha. So, even by a guy, you wouldn't have the Gavra din, but you might have the Karbon din. And that's the Havamina. And that's exactly what the Brisker Rav says here. The Yoresh is not his Karbon, but it's Tan Smicha, and the Yoresh at least is not an Acher. Okay. We continue. Second to last line. Rabbi Meir Damar Yoresh Meir my time up. So we explained Rabbi Yehuda Shita. According to Rabbi Meir, why does he allow a Yoresh to be Meir? Amar Lacha Im Hamer Yamir Lerabos Ya Yoresh. You include Yoresh from the double lashon. The Yalef Sof Hakdish Mitchilas Hakdish, and you learn Sof Hakdish Smicha from Tchilas Hakdish from Tmura. Matchilas hektish yoresh meimir. Afsof hektish yoresh somech. So it goes in the opposite direction of Rabbi Yehuda's limudim. Right? You learn tamura and then you extend that to your to tamura. You learn tamura and you extend it to smicha. V'Rabbi Yehuda, hi v'mamar yarem my avilei. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the double lashon? L'rabos es ha'isha. to include a woman, as our Mishnah said, Okidatanya, Lafishakalayin Kulayin Madabra Lashon Zachar, because all the different Lashonos in the Parsha of Tumura is Lashon Zachar, Lo Yachli Fenu, so Lashon Zachar doesn't say Lo Tachli Fenu, so Rashi says, Shenever Lo Yachvenav Lo Yamiro, so Isha Minayin, how do you know what Isha's included? Tamalomar, Vim Hamer Yamir, Lo Rabos Es HaIsha. So you say, no, the double Lashon includes a female. Says, the Shita B'Kubet says right here, in the Hosafos, in the back. Or, says, Tosas in Arachin, where this exact Gemara came up on the Beis Mabez measured there. What kind of Havamin is this? The whole Torah is written in Lashon Zachar. Right, wait, okay, you have Limudim, B'nei Yisrael, the B'nos Yisrael. But the whole Torah is written in Lashon Zachar. So what's the Gemara talking about? So if you look back in Tosas, Tamura, Arachin, Beis Mabez, Va'avagav, the Kala Torah, Kula, Nami, B'Lashon Zachar, Namra, Mikal Makom, Amrina, De Iskish, Isha, La'ish, L'Chalotch, and Shabbat Torah. Ava, B'Tamura, Ilav, Kra, Lo, Havi, Shavi, La'ish. Because he's awesome. Is this exactly an Onesh? Isha, La'ish, or Kepir, L'Chalotch, and Shabbat Torah. This is a din. It's not exactly an onesh. So for all onshin Shabbat Torah, the Torah talks in masculine and we include even the feminine. But for halachos, not for every mitzvah do we say it. So Tosas tries to explain the shita here in the Hashmatas in the back say, the Gemara really knows the maskana before the Havamina. You know, it shouldn't really take this Havamina so seriously. Okay, either way, it must be worked out. Continuing, the Gemara says, Ulu Rebbe Meir Isha Minale. So how does Rebbe Meir know Isha? Nafkalei Mei Vim. The Vim, Rabbi Yehuda, Vim lo darish, period. Ubein Rabbi Meir, Ubein Rabbi Yehuda, Taima de Rabbi Kral Leisha. But according to either of them, right, Tosis is alluding to what we're about to have in the Gemara right now. According to either of them, you needed a pasuk to include an Isha. Halo Rabbi Ekra, Havaminiki of the Tamura lo lakya. We would have thought that she doesn't get Malkus if she violated Tamura. Does that mean that she wouldn't violate Tamura, or she just wouldn't get Malkus for Tamura? The language of the Gemara is that, Kiyav the Torah, lo lakish, you want to get Malkus? Which we didn't even talk about yet, by the way. I mentioned it, but we didn't talk about the whole discussion of Malkus that we had earlier with Tosfos, 40, 80. Why should you get Malkus at all? Isn't it a lafshein b'maisa? So that also we're going to have to talk about. V'yomar Rav Yehuda Marav, v'chein tzadav Rabbi Yishmael, ish o isha ki yasu mikol chatos ha'adam, ish rakaz v'isha lishcholot shishem ha'Torah. Question mark. So you see, they're included. So the Gemara doesn't ask it as sharp as Tosfos did, and that is, the whole Torah is written in masculine, but at least we're going in the Ochim. So isn't there an Onesh here? At least the Aseh is the Onesh. So isn't this an Onesh? So it's Trich. Ma'u detema hanimili Onesh desha. Okay, two Gersos in this Gemara. First we're going to do our Gersa. Ma'u detema hanimili Onesh desha ve'bein biyachad ve'bein mitzibur. You might have thought the only time this halacha applies is where there's an Onesh that is called Shava l'chol nefesh, in order that everybody would get. Aval hacha, kivan de onesh she'eno shava b'kolhu. There are some people, there are some categories that don't, are not oset tzimura. Ditznan, as the Mishnah has later on, ein atzira v'shutfin oset tzimura. Tzibur and shutfin don't create tzimura. And therefore, once I know some people are not included, so isha nami ki avda lo lakye. So to isha, I would have thought, is not included in Tamura. Once I know, Tzibur and Shutfin are in Oset Tamura. Kamash Malan, we say, she is included. That is our Gersa. If you look in Rashi, Rashi quotes another Gersa. Rashi says, and this is Rashi's first Gersa. Look at Rashi, a couple of lines up. Umishani, Rashi says, Hachi Garsinan, Hani mi li lav she yesh bo maisa, Bahani onshin shavin zelazeh. By a lav sheish ba maisa, then you could say everybody's included. Dechsev esher yasu d'vash ba onshin sheish ben maisa. Kigon chilul Shabbos v'shar yisurim sheish ben maisa. Aba lav sheein ba maisa. Kigon tzimura debidi bura talya milsa emalo tilki. Kamash balan. Amazing havamina. Just because it's a lav sheein ba maisa, you might think that women are less included. What are you talking about? All Isurim, women are included. Well, the Zman Grum is only by Aseis, not by Los Aseis. So only three Averis women aren't included in. Tami Lemesim, Hakafas Zaka, Hakafas Arosh, that's it. Right? But all the others not. But it sounds like, right, 2 days in the Gemara. So the Achronim say, maybe what's behind this, Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, is that any less Chamur? The fact that you don't get Malkus for Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, is that any less Chamur? Is that the reason that you don't get Malkus for it? Or no, it's 100% Chamur. But for there's a technical, you know, Maisa requirement for Malkus. But it's just as Chamer. Why nafkamina? Are you Pasal La'edus? Usually you need to be Chayv Malkus to be Pasal La'edus. It's a big discussion in the Achronim, the Tumim.
Simulam Adalati, Pasal Aetis by all of these. But these are 2 days in the Gemara. These might be the two Gersos could be whether Lav She'ein Bo Maisa really impacts and is a lesser of an Avera. If you look at, yeah. Ah, so that might be an exception to the rule. Let's see the Rambam. The first Rambam, we already did, we started off with the last Rambam in Hilchos Temura. Now let's go back to the first Rambam in Hilchos Temura. The first Rambam. The Rambam tells us, Kala meimir lokal, kol behemah v'behemah, yamir, shenemar lo yechvenev lo yamir oso, v'yaf al pi shalo asa maisa. Even though you didn't do a maisa, this is one of the exceptions to the rule. Umi pi ha-shmu alamdu, shekal mitzvah shlos asay she'in ba-maisa, ein lokan alav. Chutz! Minishba umeimir umakalas chaver b'shem. 3 exceptions. This is number 1 on the list. Meimir shloshalav and elu e efshar sheyihebohen maisa klau vilokin alaf. You get malchus anyway. And then the Rambam says vilama lokin ala tmura v'hari lav sheba nitak laasei. You have another reason why you shouldn't get malchus. Fine. You have all the reasons now. So lav sheba maisa is an exception. It's an exception to nitak laasei also. Shahari nemar v'im hamer yamir b'yehus baso yekodesh. So we could answer that question based on what we started with, and that is, this isn't a regular lav nitak laasei. It's not like you do an aveira, a mitzvah to fix it. You do a bur nosar. So it's not the regular, but the Rambam doesn't give that answer. The Rambam gives 2 other reasons why he's going to get malchus even though it's nitak laasei. Number 1, mipnei sheyesh ba asei v'shnei lavin. It's 2 lavin, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamiro so. So this is beautiful if you think of the Rambam that we mentioned earlier. The Rambam says, why are the 2 Aveiras listed? The Ramban says, because you get double Malchus. The Rambam says, it's just for emphasis. It's just for emphasis. Lavar b'chamesh lavin. So what does the Rambam say every time it says that? It's not double Malchus. So the Rambam's saying, but it makes it a more serious Aveira. So if it's a more serious Aveira, even if it's a lavin de lase, you're gonna get the Malchus here. Reason number 1. The ode, and this is the important point for our Gemara right here, she'ein lav sheba shava lase. Lava nitak lase only applies if the ase is as inclusive as the lav. But if the lav is more inclusive, it's not called the lav nitak lase. So says the Rambam, shahatzibur vahashutfin ein osin tmura im heimiru. Tzibur and shutfin don't, the estate doesn't apply to them, the FLP, Shein Muzharin Shalo Yamiru, even though they're included in the Isser. And that's why Nim says, Omer, Shahayochit, Shahemir, Haveyatmura Kodesh, Vafilu Hamer, Bishabis, Volo Karabim, Vechamana Shutfin Shahemir, Omi Shahemir, Bakarban, Mikarban, Sibur, Ho, Vishlo, Bashen Shutfis, Harizeloke, Veinatmura Kodesh. So, that's why it's an exception to Lav Shema Maisa, and why you don't get, you don't have the Heter of Lavanita Glase. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Boi Rami Barchama. As we see, Tumur is chock full. Boi Rami Barchama. Katan Mausha Yamir. Could a katan be Mamir? What's the issue? Hey, Chidami. Ilema. Big katan shlohi gialonis and adarim. Oh, we're talking about a katan, a boy who's less than 12 years old. He didn't even get to the year pre-godless, which we allow for Dvarim Shebahafla'a, Mufla Samach La'ish, as he's called, that he'd be allowed in Darim. We check it out at least. So, Loti Boilacha. Well, if he's younger than 12, that's not a kasha. Tekiva Daktushi Lo Aktish Amure Meimir. He can't be Magdash the animal. What? So, Tamura, he should be allowed to do? So that's a very interesting line based on the Chakir we mentioned earlier. Is Tamura subject to the same rules as Hakdasha? If you say that Tamura is just extending the original Hakdasha and not a new one, maybe it'll be easier. Maybe it should be easier even for a Katan. So maybe the Gemara seems to be saying that no, Tamura is a parallel, it's a new Mais Hakdasha. Or do you say even if it is an extension, we would say that a Katan still can't do it? Either way, it's food for thought, that line. Ella ki kami boile, because the shigil onas nadarim. So we say, no, the question is about a katan that is magia. 12 years old. Mi amrina do, we say, ki vidam ramar ish matamalomar, ki afli neder la rabos mufla samach la ish, the kid shal kadosh. Since we say, ben mufla samach la ish, 12 years old, can be makdish. Sounds like from this line it's a din daraisa. Discussion of the Rishonim, but it sounds like it's a Dindaraisa from this line. Midak Dushe Makdish Amuri Nami Meimir. So since it could be Makdish, we should say also we could do Tumura, Dilma, or maybe not. Kiva Dalav Bar Onshin Hu Bitmura Lo Mitzvis. Or do we say, since he's a Lav Bar Onshin, and Tumura is classified as an Onesh, this is the second time on this Amud already, that is classified as an Onesh, that Vahayu Usvar So Yekodesh, so Lo Mitzvis, it's not Nitvas, he can't create it. Number one, in Tipsalom Arkadanav et Timura, and if you want to say he can create Timura to Ha'asi L'chal Onshin, because next year he will be B'chal Onshin, so he can already foresee it. So Ovid Kochavim Ha'osha Yamir. What about a non-Jew? Can his carbon create Timura? Mi Amin Mi Da'akdushe Maktish, since a non-Jew can give a carbon, Ditanya Ish Ish Matabalomar Ish Ish L'Rabos Ovid Kochavim Shinodim Nidarim Nidavski Yisrael Amure Nami Meimer. Since we know he can give a carbon, so maybe we should say he can be Mamer also. And again, each of these lines, what is this saying about the parallel between the original Hakdasha and the Maisa Tamura? O Dilma, or not, Kivan Delo Asi Lechlal Onshin, Ki Avit Tamura Lo Kadsha. Or do we say no? Since he's never going to be included, a non-Jew is not included in the Isser of Tamura, so maybe it doesn't have Kedusha. So that is the Shaila. The Kesemish is bothered, just parenthetically, that the Rambam's rule generally is he always paskins like the Imtim Salomar. That's the rule. If there are five questions in the Gemara, all based on Imtim Salomar, the Rambam always paskins like the Imtim Salomar. But here he doesn't. Here the Imtim Salomar is Katan Avit Timura. So the Rambam should paskin Katan Avit Timura and should have a suffix about a Goy Avit Timura. That should be the Rambam. But if you look in the Rambam in Perek Aleph, sorry. Rashi says what? Rashi says that what? Right, I'm saying, right, meaning the Rambam might not have that Girsa.
No, tell me something.
Right, I'm saying, not the Isaach, I'm saying, but that's how the Rambam must understand. Also, usually, though, if your Rambam has that Girsa, Rashi might not have that rule. Rashi's not interested in Psaq. But the Rambam says, let me just read it to you, the Rambam says, in Aleph Tes, Ches, Kotan Shigil Onas and Adarim, Shehemir, Alpha Bishin Oloka Ishbo Safik. Imosa Tamura Oeno Osa. Kesa Mishnah, Vikfar Noda Derech Rabbeinu, Lepsokin Tisalomar, Ulafikan Yeshu Tamua, Lola Pasak Shu Safik. The Eshash Rabbeinu Lohaya Goris in Tisalomar. Right, that's what the Kesa Mishnah says. He'd rather not say it's a lot of Dafkin Tisalomar. He'd rather not say it wasn't there. Finishing up, Amarava Tashma. Let's at least try to prove the second question. Titanya Kachi Ovdika Chavim, Lo Nen Nibalomo Alin, Kachim of a Ganan Jew. There is no Isser Mi'ila da Oraisa. There is no Hana, you don't want to get Hana, Midra Banan, but there's no Isser Mi'ila da Oraisa. Vein Chayav and Alem should pick a nose of a Tamei. And these issues do not apply to a carpet of a non Jew. Based on Limudim, which we had back in Masechet Zvachim. Pigo knows Goy's carbon is Kadosh, but these halachas don't apply to it. Ein, the Ein Osa Tamura, there it is. There's no Tamura by a carbon of a non-Jew. The Ein Mevi'in Nesachin, and he doesn't bring Nesachin. What does that mean? Rashi explains, based on other Gemaras, he cannot bring Nesachin as a separate carbon, but he can bring his own Nesachin that goes with his carbon. And if he doesn't, we have to supply it. Aval karbonoto and nisachin. That's how you read the Gemara. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi, v'kulan ani rova hachmir. Rabbi Yossi argues in all these cases. He thinks lachumra in all these cases. There is pogonos v'tamei. There is meila by all of these lahachmir. Ba'medra mamura bekachim isbeach. All this applies at least by kachim isbeach. Aval kachim bedekabayis molin bohen. But by kachim bedekabayis there would be meila. But what's important for us is k'tani miya ein osin tamura. But you see from the Brisa that the carbon of a guy is Enos and Tamura. That's what's important for us. For Rabbi Bar Chama, what? He didn't know this Brisa. He didn't know the Brisa. So the Gemara says, maybe, but the Gemara answers differently. If a non-Jew brings a carbon to achieve kapara for himself, that for sure, Enos and Tamura. That's the Shaila. If a non-Jew wants to do his Jew friend a favor and bring a carbon on his behalf, that's the Shaila. Basar Makdish Azlinan, O Basar Miskaper Azlinan. The Shaila, do we go after the Makdish, and then there would not be Tamura, or Basar Miskaper, and a Jew obviously is included in the world of Tamura, so that is the Shaila. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. B'ez Hashem, we'll continue. B'ez Hashem, on Sunday, everybody should have a good Shabbos, and enjoy the new world of Meseches Tamura.